Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.
Today on the LA Report. California legislators consider bills allowing the state's public universities to employ undocumented students. The effort continues to spread the word on abortion pill availability on California university campuses through a state website. And Los Angeles International Airport has some changes in store for air travelers.
The idea is to create signage that's easier to understand and more appealing.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The man arrested for breaking into Mayor Karen Bass's home over the weekend has pleaded not guilty to a pair of felony charges. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is prosecuting Ephraim Hunter for first-degree residential burglary and vandalism. Hunter is accused of breaking into Getty House, where the mayor resides, while she and her family were inside. Police say that he reached the second floor. Hunter is being held on $100,000 bail. He could face up to 13 years in prison if convicted. A report released by the American Lung Association this week says the Inland Empire and other parts of Southern California continue to rank worst for air pollution nationally. The IE's air problem is mainly due to the growing warehouse industry, which has increased the truck traffic. Fontana resident Jasmine Cunningham talked with partner station KVCR.
We have an air filter and an air conditioner, and then separate air filters for each bedroom and the living room.
Southern California had 175 days considered to be bad smog days last year, with San Bernardino and Riverside counties ranked as the smoggiest places to live in the U.S. A state agency will focus its remaining grant money on outreach to college students following an LAist investigation. Our senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
LAist reported many public universities are failing to tell students they can get abortion pills through campus health centers. A California agency voted Monday to spend about $2.3 million to let students know. The first step, says grant manager Jen DeGrossa, is to add information to a state website.
It gives them instructions on who to call at their campus for this service, and it also flags backup support in case they run into any issues trying to access the service.
The plan includes $750,000 in digital and media outreach on campuses. There's no word on when the outreach campaign will start. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Budget concerns may stall a planned expansion of the Cal Grant program, according to our news partner, Cal Matters. Cal Grants are state scholarships for students at University of California and Cal State University schools. They also provide cash to community college students. The state had planned to expand the financial aid to more than 130,000 additional students, but the price tag for all that extra aid is steep, $245 million just in year one. Legislative analysts have reconfirmed that California likely cannot afford the full expansion due to the state's multi-billion dollar revenue shortfall. Some state lawmakers say the University of California should let students who are undocumented immigrants hold jobs on campus. LAist higher education correspondent Adolfo Guzman-Lopez explains why the university is not doing that already.
It's because UC President Michael Drake raised concerns. He said opening jobs for undocumented students could hurt UC's federal funding and put staff in legal jeopardy. Assemblymember David Alvarez authored a bill that would go around Drake by having state law open up those jobs.
It would be very difficult for the federal government to go after individuals who are following a state mandate.
But that bill only requests UC to make the change. Another proposal would ask voters for an amendment to the state constitution that would make the change permanent. I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez.
Coming up, you'll hear about plans to rename the terminals at Los Angeles International Airport.
Support for LAS comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting American Mariachi by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. It's the 1970s and women can't be mariachis. Or can they? American Mariachi is a feel-good comedy about familia, amor, and tradición that will send your heart soaring and put a bounce in your step with a wave of vibrant, infectious live music. On stage through June 9th, tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Back now to the LA Report. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says a gang member with a very violent criminal history was arrested in San Diego County on suspicion of shooting a deputy in the back. The shooting happened Monday at an intersection in West Covina. The deputy was on his motorcycle and stopped at a light. His life was saved by his bulletproof vest. The sheriff says the CHP arrested the suspect for DUI and weapons possession, and that evidence points to him as the shooter. Los Angeles International Airport plans to rename its terminals as part of an effort to make the airport more user-friendly. LAist's Frank Stoltz reports.
The plan is part of a project called the LAX Wayfinding Enhancement Program. The idea is to create signage that's easier to understand and more appealing. Some things that will change: Terminals 2 and 3 will become Terminal 2, and the Tom Bradley International Terminal will become Terminal 3. Gates will be renumbered too, with an alphanumeric system that starts over at each boarding area. It's unclear when the project will be completed. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Morning low clouds and fog should partly clear this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the 60s. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour blowing in the Antelope Valley. It'll also be windy in low desert communities in the Coachella Valley, where highs will be from 86 to 91 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.